Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sitting in for Joyce Riley. It is the fifth day of March 2015. I call it Thor's Day. Welcome aboard. Whether you've joined us or not, there's no need to join. Just dial us in. We've got tons of news for you today. Okay, as I often say, sometimes maybe 1,500 pounds, so almost a ton. I round it off. And then joining us, two great guests on the broadcast today here on the Power Hour. Joan Mellon will join us here in the next hour. Some of you remember Joan for her excellent work covering the JFK assassination. She's got a tie-in with Bill O'Reilly, as I call him. I hope I haven't offended you. All the Bill O'Reilly fans listening to the Power Hour this morning, you may not like what we say in the second hour of the broadcast today. He has a story in the middle of all these journalists telling stories, their war stories that didn't turn out to be true. A lot going on with our talking heads today. His story is that he was present when George de Maurepas committed suicide. He was one of the keys to the JFK assassination conspiracy. So we'll debunk that and other information with Joan Mellon in the second hour. And then Scott Rickard will join us in the third hour of the broadcast today. He's a friend of my show, the Jack Blood Show. A great analyst and happened to be an ex-NSA and Air Force intelligence officer. Now he's telling all he knows and helping us to analyze the news. Of course, we'll break down this whole fake war. I really believe this is a dog and pony show between Israel and the United States. Most of you would get the sense of that because it just doesn't make sense any other way. And then we add to that, and we'll be talking about this in the third hour, a 2009 document from the Brookings Institution. They're one of your think tanks. See, we used to have the roundtable groups like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Club of Rome, etc. They've kind of moved into these think tanks like the Brookings Institute. They wrote a document back in 2009 called Which Path to Persia? And in the document, they talk about how to corner Iran, there'll have to be a little good cop, bad cop going on. Guess which one we are? I think that's pretty easy. Bibi, he volunteered. I want to be bad cop. But we were going to have you be the good. No, I want to be the bad cop. We'll break that all down for you in the third hour of the broadcast today. As I mentioned, there's just a lot of news today. Not again. More U.S. aid and missiles shipped to Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, and ISIS in Syria and Iraq. We'll hit that in the broadcast today. Most likely that would be a good third hour topic. Debunking, completely debunking ISIS. Yeah, where do they get those weapons? It's kind of like the old Bill Hicks routine. How do you know they had weapons of mass destruction? We looked at the receipts. We'll hit that a little bit on the broadcast today. We talked about net neutrality last week when I was on. I'm here every Thursday on the Power Hour. And I got some more information on that. According to two FCC commissioners, the new regulations are bad all around. Even the FCC's own commissioners have said it's bad all around. And a lot of our people, good people, very smart people, people that analyze or try to find the truth and analyze the news on a regular basis, who don't trust Obama on anything, love Obama for this. And see, Tom Wheeler is a hero. He's the head of the FCC. How many of you, raise your hand, how many of you out there believe that Tom Wheeler, who was a lobbyist for the telecom companies, who was propelled up into the head of the FCC by the telecom companies? It's just like putting your man from Monsanto in as Michael Taylor, the food czar at the FDA. How many of you think that Tom Wheeler turned on his masters and is now punishing them with the net neutrality? We'll break that down a little bit on the broadcast today. And I want to start with the Boston Marathon bombing trial. We'll hit that when we come back. It's the Power Up. We'll be right back.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Starting your day with hard news and deep analysis. That's where we're going. I am Jack Blood, host of the Jack Blood Show, sitting in for Joyce Riley here every Thursday. It's the Power Hour. Great to have you with us. What an honor it is for me to host this show every Thursday. Let me say that. Hopefully we'll be some strong coffee for you, likely in the first, second, and third hours. Joan Mellon joining us and Scott Rickard later on in the broadcast today. Both of them just bring an enormous amount, a huge wealth of information to the table. So you're probably going to learn a few things today. No, not you. You know everything. I'm talking to that guy over there. He knows everything. Even he will learn something on the broadcast today. You know the old adage, the more I learn, the more I learn how much I don't know? Who said that? Socrates. Pretty smart guy. But then they made him poison himself. They made him kill himself. Kind of sounds like Aaron Schwartz over at Reddit, who was being congratulated by the president for their work in helping net neutrality go through. It's so nice that the government can come save us from the evil telecoms. They did such a great job saving us from the super rich Global Corp, radio corporations, and telephone companies. What an excellent job they did on that. Let's just give them the internet as well. We'll break that down a little bit more for you. If you remember last week we were on talking about net neutrality, the vote was that day. And I was telling you, get out there, you Twitter, you do something, you wake people up, you put the fear of God into your Congress critters, and make sure they vote against this thing. Didn't work. we lost later that day. And it put me in a pretty good funk for about a day or two. That's because the government cannot protect you from Global Corp because the government is Global Corp. Pretty radical, I guess. Huh? Sometimes I feel like I'm holding back. All right, as I mentioned, today is the anniversary of the Boston Massacre. The Boston Massacre, Jack. Really? What was that again? Yeah, in 1770, five Americans, including Crispus Attucus, fatally shot by the British troops in an event that would contribute to the outbreak of the American Revolutionary War, also known as the American War of Independence, 5 years later. Well, without the Boston Massacre, there wouldn't have been a war. Many of you say, okay, on that one, I'll be good with. That's fine. We needed to have that war, but no other ones. See, it's... Well, I guess it worked out for a while anyway. It's a republic if you can keep it. So on this anniversary of the Boston Massacre, I thought we would talk about the newest Boston Massacre. That would be the Boston Marathon bombings. The trial has been underway here for a while. They've been picking and choosing the jurors. Why, I don't know. And some of us were very interested in watching the results of the Boston bombing trial. As you know, Joker Sarnev, the younger of the two brothers, the Chechen brothers who were Americans, who had an uncle Ruslan who was married into the FBI and the CIA. I mean, some very odd guys. So we thought, wow, these guys were followed around by the FBI for 2 years leading up to the Boston bombings. That the FBI almost incriminated themselves by putting out a be on the lookout, a bolo, for the two men in the baseball hats that were the perpetrators, allegedly, or people of interest in the Boston bombing, yet they had to know who they were. Why? Because they had been constantly visiting them and working with them, according to everybody around the Sarnev brothers. There's a lot of questions. Most of what we heard in the media, kind of like the 9/11 attacks, most of what we heard in the media right away just turned out not to be true. And this is the kind of enduring image that Americans might still have about the Boston bombing. Many Americans will say, people that you talk to every day, will go, what is that again? Oh, that thing that happened a couple of years ago. I assume if you lived in Massachusetts or in that area near Boston, you remember it very clearly because the Gestapo was going house to house and basically it was martial law. In fact, I just can't think, other than maybe Hurricane Katrina, I can't think of a time in modern history that an American city was locked down and under siege to such a degree as it was after the Boston bombing. And the interesting thing about that was Devil Patrick, he's the new Obama. He'd be the governor of Massachusetts. Those of you who live there know what I mean. He gave the authorization for this martial law police state house-to-house search to find Joker Sarnev based on no information. He had to admit later that he never saw any evidence that would incriminate the Sarnev brothers that would lead to this massive manhunt. In other words, they could have just named anybody. And he would have went, okay, well, you're the FBI, go right ahead and do it. I think this is why people generally like Republican governors, because they're not supposed to do this. I think we have 35 of them now. Well, I want a Democrat for president, but I don't want one for governor. Maybe for mayor, but never for governor, because we have to protect our states, as some people might say, especially here where I live in the South. The deep freeze South, as we've been calling it. So the entire town is just under siege based on nothing, on no evidence. I'll get there in a minute because there's still no evidence. Yet Joker Sarnev's attorneys are what kind of attorneys? They are, say it with me, they're death sentence attorneys. You see, they've already decided the outcome of the trial before the trial happened. And this is pretty much part and parcel. It's the same for any of these alleged terrorists or public shooting trials. James Holmes, drugged to the gills, represented in court with absolutely no testimony and defense for himself other than throwing himself upon the mercy of the court. The underpants bomber. You know, our friend Kurt Haskell was on the plane with the underpants bomber, was an eyewitness, had done an amazing amount of research. The lawyer was minding his own business until he ended up being on the Christmas Day playing with the underpants bomber. found out that the global intelligence was running this as kind of a false flag Gladio operation, which is why it failed so miserably. saw the Underpants bomber get on a plane without a passport, helped by men who looked like they were diplomats or very important people. Never was allowed to testify at the trial. There was no defense for the Underpants bomber whatsoever. Not to say that he wasn't minimally a willing dupe here. And what did they end up doing? They ended up pleading guilty to save themselves from a death sentence. And the Underpants bomber, when I believe they sent him somewhere to Utah or Arizona to some maximum federal security prison where he now lives 19 floors underground and will never see the light of day or anyone ever again. Wow, what a deal that was. How do they convince these guys to do it? I believe, just let me go out on a limb here, that in order to protect themselves, the people around them, you know, for their own benefit, they're drugged to the gills. Which sometimes is how these things start. So there's a lot of non-evidence to implicate Joker Sarnev, yet they're not going to fight. In fact, his lawyer, as they began doing opening statements, his attorney, shouldn't call him a lawyer, his defense, can you be a defense attorney if you don't have an actual defense? She's Judy Clark. She's one of the nation's foremost death penalty specialists. Gets out in the very beginning and just says he's guilty. He's guilty, and we throw Joker Sarnev on the mercy of the court. He was influenced by his brother. It sounds a lot like the Chris Kyle trial here. Did the guy actually shoot Chris Kyle and his friend at the gun range? How did all of that come about? What kind of drugs was this guy on? You remember they blamed Eddie Ray Routh on the shooting of Chris Kyle, the American sniper, on marijuana. Some of you going, that's ridiculous, as you let out your bong hit. I mean, it's it is pretty ridiculous. There was actually no defense. And there really wasn't a lot of proof put forward in that trial or any of the trials we've talked about. Just throw yourself in the mercy of the court. So there's Joker Sarnev, the young boy, who you remember was caught in the boat. I should remind you, we were listening that night while Joker Sarnev was cornered in Boston in the backyard boat. And they had planned to kill him. They had planned for there not to be anyone around to stand trial. And as they're putting fire on the boat, both literally and figuratively, they shot the boat 100 or more times, caught this guy a little bit, tried to burn the boat down with him in it. He was unarmed. And there was a really strange moment where the police and the FBI hostage response team, some of those guys who have since died, the first responders for the apprehension of Joker Sarnev, the FBI HRT team, yeah, they had an accident not long after that, kind of like the Navy SEALs that might have been involved in the bin Laden capture, alleged bin Laden capture. But here we are, and there's a really bizarre moment. All of a sudden, they realize we're listening to the police scanner. Uh-oh. And their tactics change dramatically as they end up shooting Joker Sarnev in the throat so he can't say anything. And the thing is, he comes out of the boat, and he can still kind of talk, and he's gesturing young Sarnev. I call him the Joker because this all is tied to that Batman mess. That's Sandy Hook in Aurora, Colorado. It's conveniently enough, this guy's name is Joker. And he gets out of the boat, and he's holding his throat, but he's trying to say something, and kill the mics, because they know they can't stop this from going live out over the internet. Whoever does this stuff, I love you. You're really, I think, doing a great service for Americans. This isn't national security here. We need to see and hear everything in order to make sure what we're being told, especially when we're being asked to give something up like our liberties or our money, what's happening, what we're being told is happening is actually happening. And he's trying to talk and say something, and they kill the mics, and they shut him up quick. So now we're told there is a confession scrawled on the inside of the boat. They're going to take that panel. I guess they have that, and we're supposed to believe that, and they're going to bring that in, as well as video evidence. I'm going to tell you when we come back. Let me just spend a little bit more time. There's a ton of news here, but I want to spend a little bit more time on this because it's outrageous and no one's talking about it. We'll be right back after this. I'm Jack Blood. I'm hosting the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle Tooth soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle Tooth products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle Tooth skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle Tooth moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle Tooth products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Once again, good morning. Good morning to the West Coast and Hawaii. Good afternoon to Europe and good evening, Asia. It's the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in every Thursday for Joyce Riley. Joan Mellon, the great researcher into JFK, joining us. She's also an award-winning teacher at Temple University, best-selling author. Joan Mellon in the second hour, and Scott Rickard, former intelligence analyst with the NSA and the Air Force, joining us in the third hour of the broadcast today. A lot of the news will hit in that third hour. We'll open up phone lines for you to topically call in to the guests at some point during the broadcast today. So we were talking about the Boston bombing trial. Just started. If you didn't hear, because it's not really news, is it? And the first story out after the jury selection, it's like picking your president, right? It's a selection, not an election, is all finished. And really not too much to say. It's pretty much over. They have thrown themselves in the mercy of the court. Jokhar Tsarnaev's lawyers are death. I don't know who appointed these people for him. I guess he didn't have much of a choice. They are death sentence defense lawyers. Basically, why are we having a trial? Why can't we just go to the sentencing part then? We'll save a lot of money, since no way Jokhar Tsarnaev's ever going free again. Well, I guess if they don't give him the death sentence, they can put him back in the fields somehow, and we can kill him again, potentially. Okay. Very young Jokhar Tsarnaev, he's about to 20-something, 21-year-old. Shaggy hair. This is how his lawyers put him into court, okay? Shaggy-haired, goateed, slouched in his seat, showed little reaction as the case unfolded. The defense did not ask a single question of the victims who testified. Well, I suppose you're not allowed to. They are victims, by the way. Keeping in mind that when we're talking about the Boston Marathon bombing, some very weird stuff happened there. Some of you, I believe, think it never happened. You're believing it was a hoax, and we are always happy to encourage you to have your own beliefs. There's no doubt it was a drill. I'm about 99% sure that one of the bombs that went off was predicted to go off in a tweet regarding the drill early. So maybe one of the two bombs was actually a fake bomb as part of the drill. There was no doubt there was a drill, as all the eyewitnesses were saying. There was a fake triage, you know, crisis actors with fake wounds all hanging around the Boston Marathon bombing finish line where the bombs went off. The bomb we see on TV, that's the fake one. That one is part of the drill. The second one, since people were injured, we assume was a real bomb. Who put it there? Maybe the same people who put the drill bomb there. Anyone think of that? Again, this reminds us of 9/11, and there are also tons of similarities with the Boston Marathon bombing. It seems to be the same playbook used in Copenhagen recently, used in Paris, and down in Australia. So there's a drugged out Jokhar Tsarnaev, a slouchiness. He's not even paying attention to any of this. And here's the lawyer. Here's her defense. It was him. This is a strategy aimed at saving Tsarnaev from the death sentence. She argued that he had fallen under the malevolent influence of his now dead older brother Tamerlan. That's convenient. The evidence will not establish, and we will not argue, that Tamerlan put a gun to Jokhar's head and he forced him to join the plan. But you will hear evidence about the kind of influence that his older brother had. I mean, this is a guy that literally went to go, I guess, did this bombing and then went to go hang out with his college friends. Didn't have a care in the world. Seemingly didn't even try to get away. Forget about all the pre-apprehension news. Almost all of that turned out not to be true. Three people killed, more than 260 hurt. When two shrapnel packed, well, at least one, pressure cooker bombs, that could be disinformation as well, exploded at the finish line of the Boston bombing here about 2 years ago. They say they're going to show video evidence, and in light of this video evidence, they will not try to put up a defense. That brings us to, quickly, where is the smoking gun video of the Boston Marathon bombing? I got to just get into this a little bit, and then we'll move on to other news. I sometimes get hyper-focused into one story that I think isn't being covered, and we try to put a lot of different angles to it because it's your job to get out there at the water cooler and go, so why aren't we hearing about the Boston bombing trial? Did you hear the guy's lawyer just pleaded guilty before there's even a trial? And where is the evidence? How are they going to actually show? Are we going to actually see any of this real evidence that even the governor of Massachusetts didn't see before he locked down the entire city? I mean, these are just things we should know. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. Hey, come back for a longer segment right after this. It's the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Thanks for waking up with us and for us. Thanks for being awake in general, and I mean that in the most metaphorical of all terms. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in every Thursday here on the Power Hour, GCN and affiliates. Joyce Riley will be back tomorrow. I never really know the answer to that, but I shouldn't be talking about things I don't know. I do, however, know a lot about the Boston bombing and the sham trial that's going on right now. Joan Mellon joining us in the next hour, and Scott Rickard joining us in the third hour. You're not going to want to miss either of them. They're awesome, both of them. So what about the drill? Will that come up? The coincidence of the drill, will that come up in the Boston bombing trial? No. What about the fact that the FBI knew these guys and had them under surveillance for 2 years leading up to the Boston bombing? Will that come up in the trial? No. What about the fact that the older Sarnoff brother was training in a Chechnya? Oh, I know. I mean, we got to get Russia, because part of this is about framing Russia. But he's training at a camp that's linked to Zbigniew Brzezinski in Chechnya. Remember, Zbigniew hates Russia. So that brings up a whole nother can of worms. What about all the false stories that came out? Is that going to be reversed? Or do the jurors have the initial fake reports, the stories of the burning passport coming out of the World Trade Center towers saying Muhammad Atta? Do they still have that emblazoned into their brains? Tattooed. What about Kraft International doing the security? These are mercenaries. They're kind of like Blackwater. They're ex-Navy SEALs. A company, by the way, founded by American sniper Chris Kyle, who had an accident just months before the Boston bombing. These are the guys that didn't have a backpack. And by the way, when you focus in and you do a real close-up shot on the blown-up backpack that allegedly had one of the bombs in it, it did. It was blown up. At least it had a good-sized firecracker in it. Why does that match the Mercenary Craft International backpack and not the ones that Joker or his brother had, Tamerlan Sarnoff had, which, by the way, we never saw any video of them without? Yeah, that's the thing. The FBI smoking gun video of the Boston Marathon bombing doesn't exist. So what does former Massachusetts Governor Devil Patrick, if that's his name, what do you think, I'm being cute? That's his name is Devil. What do former Massachusetts Governor Devil Patrick, an appeals court justice, several potential members of the Boston Marathon bombing jury, and thousands of regular Americans have in common? Well, of course, they all believe they've seen a video of the accused bombing suspect Joker Sarnoff dropping a deadly backpack behind victims at the marathon on April 15th. That's Tax Day, Revolution Day. This is a video his defense says does not actually exist, but they're going to see it. It's very confusing. In a pretrial hearing, the Sarnoff defense attorney, one of them, David Brook, argued that the April 18th, 2013 press conference in which former Boston FBI special agent in charge, Richard Dislores, he identified the brothers, should be excluded from evidence. He argued that it's because the FBI agent described video footage that doesn't really exist, which subsequently was used to convict Sarnoff in the media. Now, U.S. District Judge George O'Toole, that's convenient, ordered the defense and prosecution to edit the recording of the chief's special agent in charge FBI press conference in a manner satisfactory to both sides. He reserved the right to rule on the defense motion and suppress the entire recording. The two sides can't agree on that. Video? What video? Still, how is it that so many people believe they've seen a video that doesn't exist? And why, if it doesn't exist, was this farce allowed to continue for nearly 2 years? A lot of people have some very similar questions regarding 9/11. Where's the video from the Pentagon plane crashing into the Pentagon? Why were they confiscating videos all over the place? Confiscating the videos around the Pentagon. I mean, that's just one of the many questions circling and surrounding the issues of 9/11. There's no video. There's no evidence. Yet the judges have already thrown themselves on the mercy of the court. In fact, some watching this farce of a trial say that the attorneys are so bad that they've hurt their client's right for a fair trial in Boston, which isn't going to happen. So now, as the trial has begun, inferences and Hollywood reenactments may be all that's left of the so-called video evidence of Sarnoff dropping his backpack. Is that okay? I mean, a lot of you are just saying, look, I mean, these guys are foreigners. No, they actually ended up being Americans, and they loved America. From all, you know, sides, that's what it looked like. They liked being here. Now, the court of public opinion has spoken. They're guilty, and there won't really be any evidence. I mean, you know, there before the grace of the gods go I, as sometimes we say. If they can set these guys up, I guess they can do it to any of us. A couple of things I wanted to get to. One is the shooting of the public shooting, which some are saying now doesn't look like it could be 100% real. The Nemtsov shooting, of which Putin has already been blamed, a lot of astroturfers out protesting Putin of killing one of his rivals, Mr. Nemtsov, who, by the way, had less than a 1% recognition rating in Russian. Like, almost no one even knew who he was. Riding along in a car with he's 55 years old, with his 23-year-old Ukrainian slave model girlfriend, shot to death in broad daylight. At a time that wouldn't be so convenient for Vladimir Putin. Many people believing that this either was a charade or was a CIA assassination. Now it's in that Nemtsov wanted a color revolution change in Russia. Okay. Does that, the little bells and whistles go off when you hear the term color revolution? Well, some say don't mourn Nemtsov's passing. He died rich, likely murdered in a CIA false flag, a thinly veiled failed scheme to create anti-Putin sentiment. I mean, they'll do anything at this point. The goal of all of this, by the way, and I think we'll talk more about this in the third hour, the goal of all of this is simply to create a us-versus-them mentality, the West versus the East, or if you like, Oceania versus Eurasia, to create two sides, a black and a white side. That's the 1984. Oceania is always at war with Eurasia. So that eventually the people will be so sick of the chaos and the war that they will meld the world into one peaceful government. See, we're getting down to that now. All the regional governments, the trade agreements, from the European Union to the North American Union to the Free Trade of the Americas to the TPP. I really think we had a diplomat, an ambassador in South Korea just get hacked up. I mean, they carved that guy up with a knife. Because people are upset about America being in South Korea. People want the two sides unified. And I believe the Trans-Pacific Partnership is part and parcel of that. But after all of these decades of creating regional government and trade agreements, which are literally countries now, goodbye sovereignty, we're finally getting down to the nitty-gritty. The last ride, the last hurrah, the final standoff between the East and the West. It won't be pretty. And none of us, but most of the people you know, will be begging for world government when it's all over. So here's Nemtsov wanting a color revolution change. As I said, his popular support was virtually nothing, around 1%. He was a political nobody. He was worth more to Washington dead than alive. He wasn't going to unseat Putin, who, by the way, becomes more popular. The more we threaten Putin, the more popular he becomes. It's almost as if that's designed. Nice boogeyman. The more we threaten the mullahs in Iran, the more popular they become. We're talking about that in the third hour today. Some say that Nemtsov was a corrupted pro-Western darling. U.S.-funded, self-serving opportunist. I mean, here's a guy, again, driving around with a model that's half his age. A former top Boris Yeltsin government official. Part of his right-wing, pro-Western, rogue administration responsible for plundering the country, impoverishing its people, and creating unspeakable human misery. That would be the drunken Boris Yeltsin regime. Yeltsin, Nemtsov, and like-minded officials ignored essential needs, human rights, and civil liberties, and by the way, carved up all the resources of Russia and gave them to a handful of oligarchs who were, dual citizens. They let corruption and criminality flourish. One scandal followed the others. Money laundering became a sport. Tens of billions of dollars stolen in wealth, hidden in Western banks and offshore tax havens. One of them turned into the the Brooklyn Nets basketball team. GDP plunged 50%. Life expectancy. I mean, these are the guys that want to bring freedom back to Russia. And Russia needs freedom. Hey, just like us. Kind of hard for us to, criticize it. Talking to, we had Daniel Estelin on this show last week. My part two of that particular series of interviews. And he came right out and said, this thing just does not look good. This is not what happened. So we've got that. A police officer was shot here yesterday where I live in Atlanta, Georgia. It always seems to me that that follows directly into a major viral video, such as we saw with the homeless man in Los Angeles being shot dead on the street by six police officers. I know people say there's another side to that story. He had a gun. Pick it up. That he went for the officer's gun, that they had no choice but to do that. And, there were six of them. One homeless guy. He was potentially a suspect of a bank robbery. So just after something like that hits the viral social media, video stream, big time. And then police officers shot in cold blood, ambush and attack, this time in my hometown of Atlanta, Georgia. And also at the same time, you count this for what it's worth, but this pretty much just in. They say there's another Maryland sniper out there. You remember the D.C. snipers, the Beltway snipers? Won't go into that too deeply. Let me just say it isn't exactly as we heard from the news. I know you're all very shocked and surprised. Cops make arrest after a hunt for a blue car.
Hershey's chocolate. It's called a pip.
All right, we'll be right back.
It's the way we all start
and end a Hershey bar.
Pip, by the way.
We're not at a Hershey.
Yours.
Oh, okay. They tricked us. So here I'm about to report the news about an NSA shooting, and the NSA tricked us. They put their own commercial, interjected it into the show. No, it's my fault. Sometimes I open windows that have players on them, and I purposely shut them down, and they don't shut down. You guys that listen to my regular show know that this happens all the time. So there is supposedly a Maryland sniper. I'm not used to the clock here either. I should have known. Thanks, Scott. 5 minutes to go. And cops have made an arrest. They were looking for a blue car. Hope he didn't have a blue car in Maryland or something, right? There were shootings at the NSA. There's been a bunch of shootings, at least casual shootings, shoot over, shot across the bow at the White House. And a lot of this looks a little contrived to me. Well, the NSA are the good guys. Police were searching for a gray-blue Lincoln Town Car. This is from 2 days ago. That could have be linked to five shootings, serial shooters. The first shooting took place last Tuesday, and the most recent shooting involved the office building at the NSA headquarters around 5 p.m. Tuesday, March 3rd. Over a span of a week, five shootings occurred, including Arundel Mills Shopping Complex. There's your... Oh, I thought it was ISIS that was attacking the... Okay. A Walmart. Well, everybody loves them. That's odd. AMC Theater. AMC Theaters owned, I'm pretty sure, by the Carlyle Group. Just, I like to pepper the story with various random pieces of information. A car on the highway was shot at, and the NSA, as I said. Sources said police are looking into whether they're all linked. In 2002, of course, D.C. was paralyzed with fear as 13, yep, you got it, 13 random victims were shot. Only three survived the random, and I mean random attacks. That's enough to scare everybody, and if you didn't want to give up your guns at that point, then I don't know, I guess you really love your liberty. Authorities have arrested a gunman suspected of the randomly opening fire on five public places in Maryland over the past week. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I think maybe the NSA brings this upon themselves. I'm not saying it's blowback. It's funny how it's always blowback if it's a foreign country, right? You know, ISIS. Well, no, ISIS isn't blowback from American foreign policy or NATO foreign policy. ISIS is NATO foreign policy. We'll get into that a little bit in the broadcast today as well. But, you know, just when you need it. But it's never blowback when American government institutions oppress Americans and Americans fight back. We're not supposed to fight back because we're civilized, right? We get our moral outrage and we just vomit it all out on our social media, and then we just all feel better, right? And all of that, of course, recorded in metadata forever. That means metadata means forever. It means everything that you tweet and everything that you talk about, and Rand Paul actually did a pretty good job at CPAC this week discussing standing up for your liberties. But that stuff stays in perpetuity. That means if something happens and you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, maybe like a Joker Sarnoff or something, unless you just set up like that, but that can all be used against you to create a circumstantial case based on your character. Hopefully you're not listening to strange music or looking at strange artwork or reading strange books or watching strange movies, because all of that can be encapsulated together to present a case that makes you look like a lunatic. I suppose all of us could look like that under the right microscope, under the right circumstances. There's never any blowback here. Maybe that's what this is. Maybe they're actual Americans like Joe Stack. You remember the guy who crashed his plane into the IRS, a black site building? They had the CIA, the IRS, the FBI, the NSA, all those guys in Austin, Texas. I watched this basically happen. It was in my backyard. Joe Stack, not a false flag event, in my humble opinion, did actually happen, in case you hoaxers out there might be skeptical. I saw it, saw the smoke, saw it all. Here's a guy that was just a musician in Austin who had been just so reamed by the IRS, he finally had enough and he couldn't take it anymore. Took his little prop plane and flew it into the building, killed one guy. Because at some point there's going to be, I'm not saying, I'm certainly not encouraging the outrage. I wouldn't be doing that, especially on a radio talk show, especially one that isn't my own. But we should expect some outrage at some point.
I don't think the shooting at the NSA, the shot over the bow of the White House, or any of that was it. So.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
So who else will you need at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counter-terrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Well, we just completely missed that fight. It's live talk radio. You know anything can happen, and anything might happen on the remaining hours of the broadcast. Joan Mellon joining us here in just a couple of minutes. Of course, her amazing work on the JFK assassination is almost unprecedented. And Scott Rickard, ex-intelligence officer for the United States military, NSA, joining us in the third hour of the broadcast. A very interesting people. Should be great to radio, I hope. Lot on sale right now. Do you guys go to the Power Mall? Do you support thepowermall.com? Because if not, why are we talking? You got to vote with your money, and there's so many great options, so many great things you can pick up. There's some huge sales right now. Cancer Salves, book sale $38. It's a triumph of consciousness, overcoming false environmentalism, lapdog media, global government, Christopher James Clark, triumph of consciousness. Unwanted, Dead or Alive, The Betrayal of American POWs Following World War II, Korea and Vietnam by Robert Pelton. That's usually $20. It's $16 right now at the Power Mall. Strauss Natural Special, Vegan Burger Sale. Yum! Vegan burgers. I'm going to need that after the ribs I had yesterday. Stuck right to my ribs, too. Time Challenger Sale, capsules and chewables, regularly $60, now $55. This is all the real stuff. Not the thing that makes you forget you're sick or mask your symptoms, but actually cures what could be wrong with you. Mineral, canine, all on sale right now. If you've been waiting to get it, here's the time. Jump on it. The book Synchronized Universe, New Science of the Paranormal by Claude Swanson, Ph.D., regularly $23, right now $19. The Weather Radio, FR-150, hand crank, ANFM, weather band portable radio, when the FCC gets done with us, you're going to need it. It's got a flashlight in it, can be charged with solar power. I mean, this thing just works forever. Built with a NEMH battery, USB port. Regularly, man, what a deal. Weather radio. I'm getting one of these. Joyce, send me one of these. Regularly $30, now only $24, including shipping. Dr. Willard's water on sale, clear concentrate. Oxy special, Oxy Lift, right now, discounted. Flood Your Body with Oxygen book. You've been waiting for that one. It's like half price right now, four DVD set. Sherry Rogers book special, other items, Southwestern Chipotle seasoning, Haresta seasoning, I know, turmeric shaker bottle, inventory clearance specials. Call the Power Hour Mall to find out what the special are. Monthly copies of the Power Hour, $25 each. Support your local morning alternative news talk radio show, and it will keep on going. Place an order, call the Power Hour Mall, 877-817-9829. That's 877, toll-free, 817-9829, or go online 24/7. They never close. Thepowermall.com. Hopefully the evil ISIS doesn't try to do something crazy in that mall. Oh, no, I think they mean the other ones. The Power Mall at the Power Hour, 877-817-9829, or go online to thepowermall.com. Look at all these specials. When you buy something today, when I'm on the air, makes me look good. If you like the job I'm doing, and since you can't send me money directly, oh, we made it. It's the break. We've timed it perfectly. I'm Jack Blood filling in for Joyce. It's the Power Hour. Hour 2 starts right after this.